Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back coming to your lock. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. So what's going on in the land down under? And I don't mean Australia.
I almost died on my first day in Brazil.
Well, I can't afford to lose any more friends.
Well, but here's what happened. So just like come out of the top of the break, you hear the writer's strike in Hollywood. Uh-huh. Down here in Brazil, the nurses are on strike. And we all know how important nurses are in the roles of public safety and saving lives, and the jobs that they do don't nearly get compensated enough for the sacrifice and the care that they provide in a lot of cases. As you know, Randy, being married to your bride, a nurse. But I think there's a term limit on the word bride. It should only be used for like maybe 2 years in a honeymoon phase. Now it's probably your wife after 40 years, right?
Well, I'm still in the honeymoon
So I eat a bunch of grapes, and I'm sitting on my brother-in-law's patio in the sky, because he lives on the 20th floor of a building overlooking the city, and I'm just sitting eating grapes by the pool and just looking at the view, and I couldn't breathe. You know, my throat started to itch, and my nose like clogged up. I couldn't breathe, and so I literally was dying. I was suffocating from an allergy to grapes. And I guess it's common. I guess grapes have some kind of protein deficiency that it triggers an allergic reaction. And so I had to go to the ER. And when I got to the clinic, the nurses were all on strike. And thank God I'm American. And they came because they were afraid that, you know, it would cause international problems or something if, you know, one of their celebrities passed away while in their country. So everybody came in off of the strike and helped me and got me alive. And here I am today.
I'm not sure what I want to respond to first, the celebrity portion or the American portion. I thought you were Brazilian.
Well, I was until they found out that they were on strike.
Oh,
but I had to go back to my American citizenship to save my life.
Okay. Good for you.
But no, it was, but I didn't know that grapes could cause that kind of a allergic reaction. It was something I learned and discovered. And the more you know.
So you didn't know that you were allergic to grapes?
I'd always had like a sensitivity to it. You know, if I drank certain wines, I would get like heartburn. You know, it would burn my esophagus, and I could feel it. And it just was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. And I thought maybe it was the sulfates that they put in certain wines, or that certain wines contain higher level, lower levels of sulfates. But apparently this is like a protein deficiency. And when triggered, it creates an allergic reaction. And my whole body was covered in hives. I mean, I was from neck to toe. And talk about the most intense itching of my life. Like, I was rubbing my skin on, like, concrete benches on the street. And just anything of texture just to get some kind of relief, because the itching was so intense. And I have never experienced anything like it in my life. It was and the not breathing part was scary. I mean, when you... It got to the point where before they offered the IV, I got a pill. But I was afraid that little bitty pill was going to get stuck in my throat when I swallowed the water, that it would shut off all the rest of my oxygen. So I just put the pill on my tongue to let it dissolve so I could get it in my bloodstream. And then finally, like, I started to get a little bit more air, and then a little bit more air, and then I was able to take two more pills later. And, you know, six hours later, it was all gone. But, man, was scary.
When, A, did this become a medical radio show? And, two, when did this become Days of the Life of Matt McClellan?
Well, you know, I mean,
since you were, I guess, go ahead. You were born with no lungs. No. You're used to not breathing.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. You know.
Well,
and it's just like an excuse.
That's what I told the
fight that we have you. You know.
Oh, he ain't getting out of the fight.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're trying to get out of the fight.
No, that's why I asked the nurses to put me back in water because I was born.
I come from the water.
I come from the water down under.
Yeah. Oh my!
Yeah, I'm like Nemo. But speaking of this fight that you supposedly have for me, like what are the details? Tell the fight world who I'm going to beat up.
There's an opponent and an opponent. There's two people and you're one of them.
You are one of the two participants. I'm sorry.
It's unfair because the other guy was born with lungs.
Yeah, I'll give him an advantage. Listen, how serious do I need to take this? Do I need to do a real fight camp, or is this something I can just do on my way to work on Tuesdays?
All right, here's what I'm gonna suggest, and we only have a couple minutes, then we have to hit this break. If this in fact happens, there, and I know I tweeted this, this person's company that he works with and for, and his friends and followers have over 9 million followers.
Okay.
That's like 7 more than you.
7 million. Yes, 7. What the heck's wrong with you? That's like 9.5 million more than that has. Knowing this person like I do, if he does this, he's going to want to beat you and beat your brains in. Just like I know you. You're going to want to beat him and beat his brains in. This is not because I don't want either one of you to do this. I've told him, and you've seen the post, if you win, I will never hear the end of this. I know that. Yeah. So it doesn't matter who the opponent is. I mean, it could be anybody. If you win that fight, I will never hear the end of it. So I want him to give his all. I want you to give your all. I will corner him and tell him where to hit you below the belt. And I'll also be reffing and judging. No, I won't be doing any of that.
170, the weight class? Like, what are we fighting at?
I will reach out to him, but I would say that would be fine.
Absolutely. I think 170 for sure. And Matt, when you do this fight, you know, your fight record's going to change.
Yeah, you're no longer going to be undefeated.
That's not true. I'm not losing. It doesn't even matter who it is. Like, I'm just not losing.
Okay, well, that's what's going to make this good, because he'll have a lot on the line as well, because he's pretty well-known. It's a pretty well-known person.
So, Matt, you told me to, talk.
But hold on one second. But I will say this. It's not like he's a professional fighter. You know, he's not. You know, he does train. He's young. It'll be cool. It'll be fun.
Yeah, he'll fight down there in the allergies and grapes and all that stuff. He don't care.
Yeah, I survived death already. So.
Well, same with me. I survived almost starving to death with you driving through the Everglades.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I put myself through serious conditioning to get ready for these kill death matches. I'm ready. Like, who am I taking out?
It's not a kill. I mean, it's just going to be a straight boxing.
I'm going in to die in the cage. I'm going out on my shield. Listen, and this is war, Randall.
You're willing to die and all that crap?
I'm willing to die on my shield, and this is war.
Where do you hear Sean Strickland? And we also had Curtis Razor Blades both talk about the word war, talk about I'm willing to die. And I'll tell you what, I said it twice to him. I love Sean Strickland. The stuff he says, he just doesn't care. He is a good, good dude. All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, more MMA UFC talk. And John, what is he?
Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
King of Queens. I love the show, and I love watching the show, but it's weird to watch the show after he did our show back in the day. Yes, no? No, yes. I think we lost Matt.
I'm back. I'm here.
See? I told you. Oh, I'm never late. I'm never late. I have no lungs and I'm never late.
Guess what? I'm in another hemisphere. And you know, the delay from Tour de Pizza where you're at, back in my stomping grounds, is a little distant from where I am in South America.
All right. So I'm going to try to set a record of pissing off and losing more friends.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it.
All right. So I did not watch much of last night's All-Star game, and I'm sure you didn't either, right?
I had no interest.
Yeah, well, me either. So I flipped the channel on, and then I posted, this is why I'm not a fan of baseball. And All-Star comes up. Now, again, we're saying I'm going to be ripping baseball in front of Captain Kelly. And All-Star comes up. And first drills a home run, ruled a home run, and then overruled it was a foul ball. Okay?
Okay.
So he crushes it. In the words of baseball, he hit a bomb. Okay?
Okay.
But it was foul ball. The next pitch, or the two pitches after, I don't know when it was, he hits a 47 dribbler to about 7 feet in front of home plate.
Okay.
The catcher pivots. He goes down, he picks it up, he turns, he pivots, he throws a bad ball, but it bounces once, hits the first baseman in the glove. Okay?
Yep.
These are all stars. It was ruled a hit.
What was it, All-Star game? Was it the exhibition game?
Yeah, it is an exhibition, but yeah, it was the MLB All-Star game.
Oh, so that's not real rules. I mean, in the NBA, they run down the court without dribbling. It's all travel. There's no defense. Like, you know, baseball is the same. They're just having fun.
He's an idiot.
Why?
God, there's still rules. There's still, it's an out. It's still, you're safe. It's still, and I will continue to say, and I mean this, I'm not saying it for hype value or whatever, I could play Major League Baseball because I could make the bad throw. I could not catch a one that hits me in the glove. It's an error.
There's unwritten rules in All-Star games.
No, there's not.
Everybody knows this.
Hold on a second there, Chuckles. Tell Pete Rose. Tell Pete Rose that. Tell Ray Falk.
But wasn't Pete Rose back in the era before the All-Star game actually meant something? Don't they get like advantage or something in the playoffs now? It's like their division wins. Isn't there a reason to win now?
No, I think they took that away because it was affecting other teams. And think about it this way. Back in the day, the New York Yankees had 42 players on the starting lineup of 9, okay? When the Yankees dominated or when, you know, whoever, when you had 6 or 7 or whatever, other teams were saying, you know what, it didn't mean anything to them. So then another team, or even reverse side, the New York Yankees are running away with everything. And then you have teams like the Devil Rays, and now the Rays, you know, who can't get to the playoffs, which now they can, and I have a complaint or something about the Rays in a second. It doesn't affect them. It's only going to affect the team that gets to the World Series, so they changed it. So You're supposed to care. You're supposed to want to win. You know, it's national versus American. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. That's complaint number one. Now, in front of Captain Kelly, I did not know this because I then turned it off, then got a text message, and then couldn't think or sleep or anything for the rest of the night. But when they announced the starting lineup, I guess there was 2 Rays in the starting lineup. So they announced those.
Okay.
So they announced, you know, the starting lineup. Then they announced the reserves till they got to, I guess, the Seattle players and didn't announce the 2 Tampa Bay Rays players that were next. They shafted the Rays.
Okay.
The national media, the national fans, and probably you are going to get it where I'm going to start following and liking the Rays. And I hope that doesn't happen. But if enough things like that do, like if they continue to say the Tampa Rays, if they continue not to introduce, you know, them, and I think it happened in a hockey game too that Sean told me. And then, you know, your comments and such, like it doesn't matter, is going to tick me off enough that I may have to start watching baseball again.
It means it doesn't matter because it's baseball.
It should matter. I mean, but I understand what you're saying. You know, the Pro Bowl, they half-ass it. The NBA All-Star Game, they half-ass it. I get that. But when you come from an era of Pete Rose putting his best friend out of baseball, of Marty Lyons putting one of his closest friends when the Dolphins played the Jets out of football, you play. In the words of Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. You don't half-ass it. And this has nothing to do with the players this time because he was hustling down the right. You know, typically in an All-Star game, when the ball dribbles right in front of the catcher, not only do they not run, they don't even jog. And he hustled down and he beat it out, but it was an error. It's now going to go on your Wikipedia page that he got a base hit when he didn't, and it takes it away from players who get base hits.
I mean, I get it. I don't know. I mean, with that being said, wouldn't you take on like the Megan Rapinoe soccer player who's retiring, from competition? You know, is soccer the same way? Like, do they have exhibition games where it doesn't matter? I mean, we went to the MLS game in Orlando City. Did those guys try as hard as they could? Or did Zlatan, the god, did he really give it a legendary performance in an All-Star game? I mean, I don't think anybody does in any sport.
Well, yeah, I think in some sports they do. Like I kept saying, and I haven't watched the All-Star game in years since I used to go to it. Tell Pete Rose, don't give me 100%. Tell Ray Fosse that Pete Rose had. How would that make Ray Fosse feel? That he got drilled, put out of baseball by a guy half-assing it, not even going full force. Could you imagine if Pete Rose went full force?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is a new era. Like that old school gridiron, toughest guy wins. Now it's a finesse game. Like all sports are now finesse games. It drives up the score. It keeps the action moving forward. I saw something online. I don't know if there's any truth to it because I'm in Brazil, but it said that Megan Rapinoe retired from women's soccer because her replacement's a transgender in the next World Cup. So, I mean, it's a new era. We're in a new era of sports that will never be the same as once they once were.
I don't even know how to respond. I didn't know that I could dislike her anymore, but now I'll dislike the team even more.
Well, I mean, like I said, I saw it online. It could be, you know, complete utter chatter and, you know, just BS. But if that's the report, if that's why she was losing her position to a transgender for the next World Cup, then, you know, that's why she bowed out now. But regardless, we're going to have to deal with this hormonal, you know, steroid issue and transgender and estrogen and testosterone and gender assignments. It's going to change sports forever and ever and ever.
Before we run out of time and we need to get to the break so that we can stay on track, Jens Pulver coming up, and then we have Winnie the Pooh after that, so we don't want to be late for that. How about the new superstar in women's soccer, Dennis Rodman's daughter?
Scored
both goals. I mean, she's the real deal. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more. Hall of Famer Jens Pulver when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Buck Duncan.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza here in St. Pete. Matt down there in Brazil. Let's get right to the phone lines. This was one of my proudest moments of the week, and honestly, proudest moments, period. Let's welcome back to the program. He's been on numerous times. Now officially a Hall of Famer, even though he's been a Hall of Famer in my eyes for many years, Jens Pulver. Jens, how are you?
Yo, I'm golden, man. How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It was great seeing the family. It was great seeing you. You know, we've talked about this for a long, long time. You knew about it. We talked the week after you found out. What was that all like last week, the whole week experience? being at the podium, accepting, you know, now being a UFC Hall of Famer, which, and again, I'm not trying to kiss butt, which we've all known and I've said, well overdue. It should have happened years ago.
Well, you know, and I do appreciate that. But like I said, I think the timing, you just couldn't have, it couldn't have been better. It just worked out perfectly. You know, just the age of my children, what I've been doing, you know, working for the UFC, just feeling whole again and just not having all these regrets and stuff like that. You know, it's just been, the timing was perfect. I'm still on cloud 10, I guess, is where I'm going to jump. And it's just been amazing. I'm glad my family got to be there, you know, my mom and everybody else. It's just, it's incredible. My friends from Maple Valley, you know, coming over to visit. And it's just, it was really cool to put the ending, put the stamp on like that. You know, it was, yeah, I'm still kind of stuck.
I understand why you're saying it and the reasons for it. And yeah, that makes sense. My thing about it being way overdue is, unfortunately, time goes on. You know, new fans come in. How many people knew Jens Pulver 4 years ago that may not know Jens Pulver today? You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah.
I know, but they know me now. Well, that's what's even cooler.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. They may not know you, and they definitely know you now. What was it like, you know, standing up there, giving the speech, you know, the whole thing Thursday night?
Yeah, that part. Well, you know, again, I did everything in my power to memorize that thing okay, how do I put it? I knew for a long time, obviously I've known for quite a few months that I was going to be going up there in July. And I remember when I first got inducted, I was live on the Twitch stream. I think it was in Australia, and I'm all over the monitors and stuff like that. I was just teary-eyed. And I remember I started writing certain things down right then. And the wildest thing was it just kept taking me back. I found myself going backwards. Like I wanted to go like home and to where when I was a kid and where everything started. So that was the wildest thing when I got that. I was like, you know, I just found myself, I went full circle, so to speak. And it was crazy because, you know, we always talk about that, but it literally did it. When I got that induction, I went straight boom backwards. So I wrote this speech probably 5-6 different times about how I wanted to do it. Then I was like, you know, I got to go back and thank little Jens. I'm going to just get trippy and hopefully people aren't like, damn, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? But I got to go back and thank this kid for not pulling that trigger. It's time to tell the story, you know? So it was surreal to go up there, and I was like, well, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry a lot, but here it goes.
So Jens, first of all, congratulations. Kudos to your career. I agree with Randy 100%. Should have been a long time ago. I've always considered you a Hall of Famer. But taking it back to the beginning, in the last segment, we talked about how sports now have gotten to be more finesse. You know, even the fight game, the athletes are so close in conditioning and athleticism that, you know, it seems like the strategies are more like, okay, this guy doesn't do this well, so we're just going to target on that. And it's more about the strategy to win versus back when you were in it. It seemed like it was more go in there and just all power, brutality, beat the person up. You know, do you miss those old school days of the UFC?
You know, I like the way it is now, kind of a puzzle, because, you know, who was really good at those puzzles and solving them was GSP. He was kind of the middle. And then Anderson Silva was another one. Well-rounded, can utilize it, can focus and attack. Mighty Mouse Johnson, forget about it. Demetrius, you know, did the same thing. But that's, you know, what I love is the fact that that's just the way the game was. Back when I fought, you had to slug it out. There was no, they were booing on a takedown. Boo! You know, they hated takedowns. They wanted knockouts. And so tried to give them what they want. But, you know, the game is, they're just so well-rounded. The coaches are coming through. I remember saying that, I don't know, a few years ago, was when my wave of fighters start to retire and they start coaching. You know what I mean? Because in my era, I had Pat Miletich and a few that did MMA, but there was a lot of coaches that come in because it was so new. They were still transitioning from their martial arts, whatever their style of, you know, fighting and stuff was, and trying to create this system. But nowadays, you've had people that have had full careers in MMA and now turning around and coaching. And it's, you know, I like it. I like the fact that the knockouts are still out there. It's a fine line, I guess, because I was just watching, and I think it was Dana, just went out there. I did The Ultimate Fighter. I was just watching the new season.
And it's really, hey, man, I'm just winning. I'm doing what it takes to win. And yes, that's good, but it's like, you got to be exciting too. But it's like, no, man, I'm doing what it takes to win, period. If I get a knockout along the way, great, but I'm getting that W first. And I do remember being, that was me as a world champion. That was me when, and I was like, well, maybe people don't like this style, but I'm doing what it takes to win first. And if I get a knockout along the way, great. But, you know, so I don't know, trying to find that perfect medium between the two is always tough. And when you see that one fighter that does get it done, we love it. You know what I mean? Make sense?
No, definitely does. And let's talk about somebody that A, does that, B, comes from the old Miletic fighting systems, the old school.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and break down that Robbie Lawler fight on Saturday.
What an ending. What an ending. And he did it in close. He did it with the dirty boxing. He doubled up the left, popped the body shot, rips an uppercut, comes back up. He comes back over the top, you know, and hits him in the head. And he just, to see him finish that, that's the one thing I love about Bob. Bob is always been out there to go. He's going to go 1,000% until he gets the knockout. He's always looked for that knockout. It's been ever since he was a kid. I've known him for so long that I remember he brought me to tears. Like I said, we were talking about that with the Tiki Goosen fight. When he just ran over the top of Tiki, I was sat there in tears, just crying. It's like, dude, I can't believe what you just did. I'm like, you're incredible. Yeah, I mean, cause I've known him for so long, and we always just have our favorite boxing matches we'd watch and the styles and stuff like that, playing video games all the time, being my little roommate and everything. You know, it's just crazy. I don't sit there and think where the time went. I know where it went, but it's just see him go out like that, though, man, that's a rarity, and it's pretty damn cool at the same time.
You can't obviously write that movie, and I didn't realize that Nico was a friend as well. A, Robbie was the underdog, you know, which kind of surprised me. And B, you know, a lot of times, and I don't want to ever call a professional athlete anything other than a professional athlete, but there's a lot of times, you know, there's a fight and you look at it and it's like, come on, really? That's going to be Robbie Lawler's. I'm just using him as an example. That's going to be who he's fighting. Well, Nico Price isn't a pushover. You know, again, favored, you know, on and on and on. So, To do that to Nico Price, to do it on your last fight, and I've been very vocal, Jens, I don't like when a fighter says, this is my last fight. And I said this up in the media room the whole time leading up to the fight. I said, I don't like it, because then you have to question, did they really put the time in? Are they taking it serious? You know, they know this is the last fight. And then I said, but this is Robbie Lawler. Robbie, trust me, it took this thing serious.
Nope, and you're dead. You're dead set, 100%. I'm almost better off just getting surprised. You know, with me when I retired, I know I'd said it a couple times, had this idea, but it was just on a flight to Australia, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm done. This is it. I'm done." And I just no announcing, no saying nothing. But to put that kind of pressure on yourself that this is my last fight. Oh, man, you know, that it's only Robbie, like, there's only a few that can do it and rise to it like that. To me, you know, I get it, but along the way, just kind of embracing, probably, I don't know if I could put that kind of pressure on myself like that, like, this is it, this is my last fight. But, boy, he rose to it like a boss. But I was seeing the tear, you know, you could just see him standing there, and there's photos of him just embracing before he stepped into the cage, just did his walkout. And just looking at everything, and it's like, man, those aren't tears. That's just sweat that looks like tears. He don't cry. But, you know, but just kind of standing, you could see that he was soaking it all in. And for some people, that could be a lot, right? Why am I torturing myself by thinking about all this stuff? I still have to fight. You know what I mean? But Robbie can absorb it. So, no, like you said, it made absolute sense that Robbie could do that. But watching him just kind of going through the motions and embracing everything, then to finish the fight the way he did, then to take a knee. Yeah, it was something. It was so cool.
So on Wednesdays, we do the interviews, and I call them chats. I get to broadcast from the Apex, which is cool. And I got down there after the show was over, and Robbie was up on the podium, and somebody asked him, so have you reached out to Jens? Have you talked to Jens? And he goes, yeah, we talked, but we talked about techs and computers.
Always. That's all we do. Talk about that, his son, because, you know, his son does the what kind of computer he wants the game. I go, I got my producer, you know, Sean, a.k.a. 8K Snoo, you know, whatever you need. I'll make sure you get the best PC. I go, prefer that you build one. Custom PC is better. I mean, if you have to buy one, if you got a sponsor or something, you know, if there's an Alienware or whatever, more power to you. But ultimately, the idea would be if you can build one, build it. If you know somebody that can help you build it, because that way you can part out and, you know, upgrade each piece and build it the way you want it. But yeah, that's what we would talk about a lot. But it was really cool to see him. Like I said, I ran into Nick along the way, so I got to see Nick Diaz for about, I remember to say Diaz this time. Everybody's like, I just say Nick. They're like, what? I ran into Nick for a while and was able to hang out with him and catch up on the last day. And then I made my way over to where I could see Robbie and my brother Abel and everybody that was with him, and, you know, and just catch up. But it's, I think the same thing. I found myself just going, you know, I'd like to just be in touch. I just want to be in touch more and just kind of, you know, just see just family. I miss my little brother, Robbie Lawler. You know, I just want to go back to just BSing and catching up now that it's all done. You know, it's been the craziest journey. It's been a lot of fun to watch, you know, be a part of it, fighting, seeing him since he was a youngster, just this whole MFS. That was the last of us OG MFS crew, so to speak, you know?
Right.
And the last one retired. I want to make sure we keep in touch.
No, for sure. And as you know, I was there in those days, you know, the whole militant thing. You know, Tim talking about Robbie and Matt talking about you, and that was definitely good times. And I don't want to say the first because I'm not sure, but it was one of the early, you know, massive teams that dominated, you know, from you, the little guy, all the way to Tim, the big guy. And I miss those times as well.
Yeah, we had, you know, there were moments where, like I said, people talk, I love how it is now, because they get asked all the time on the stream about back then and today. I love, the thing I love about today is how many times you can fight. I love how big the UFC is. It's every weekend. I mean, you can fight all the time. But there was something about it when it was six shows a year, and every couple of months we all got to get together and just have a big, yo, reunion. Everybody's hanging out and just kind of catching up and seeing how everybody's doing and, you know what I mean, and fighting. There was something about it, but I really do love today's UFC a lot. I love how big it is. I love just every aspect of it and being able to fight every week. Like I said, I've already said that, but I just, so yeah, you know, it's cool that it's time to move on. I can't wait to see what it'll be like in 10 years, you know, being a coach and stuff like that. You know, hopefully with Robbie, it'll be kind of crazy if we could all be, hopefully we could all be on the same side of the octagon coaching, or it might be weird if we got to be against each other a little bit, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun to be had that way. Like I said, but in this new era of UFC, we'll find out.
Final question for you, Jens Pulver. What was it like the first time you signed the autograph, Jens Pulver, HOF?
You know, it's funny. I just brought that. I know I keep talking about the Twitch stream, but it's where I spend all of my time talking and stuff. And I was like, you know, I actually signed it. I signed an autograph, HOF. I was like, it's the wildest. I forgot. I did so many. I signed so many, and I still put my L-I-L-E-V-I-L, and I try to write it like I'm a fourth. It's just a scribble. It makes no sense. But I was like, can you put HOF? Can I? I'm like, wait, I can. Okay. That was the one time. It's just not, it hasn't made, you know what I mean? It hasn't made sense yet that I'm like, yeah, but I'm sure the more I move on and the more I get out there and the more I hang out and the more people give me their time, which I love and appreciate, the more I'll get to remember to put HOF.
Good stuff. Jens, as always, thank you very much. Love you, man.
Thank you for your time, brother. I appreciate you. Love you, my bro. Talk to you later on. Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. That is Hall of Famer Jens Pulver. Love that. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we got Winnie the Pooh coming up next. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Green, Hi, everybody. This is Jay Johnstone from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. Once again, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Stap Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. What's going on down there in Brazil?
You know, I've been talking to Jen, so it's cool to do the flashback. You know, I was just looking up some websites on
I lost the internet feed down in Brazil.
America in Denver. Am I still here?
Well, you're checking in and out, so hopefully you're here now. Matt, are you there? See, Chael Sonnen was right. There is no internet in Brazil. That's all I can say. All right, we're having some issues getting Jim Cummings, so hopefully we'll get Winnie the Pooh later. Let's try Matt one more time. Matt, are you there? Oh, what's the chance he's smart enough to hang up and reconnect or send up a smoke signal or, you know, anything? But great card last week. Another good card this week. Last week was incredible. I would like to talk to you. Yeah, grab that real quick. Let me get my producer on as we wait to get back connected with Matt. And give me your thoughts on the card and give me your thoughts on Slap.
Oh, yeah. So Slap, wow, exciting and scary at the same time. I mean,
I'm back.
Good for Matt. Well, congrats. All right. Raise your hand next time. Where are you?
And then that Matt's back.
I'm in Brazil.
So they still have to have internet. Chael Sonnen was right.
Oh, my goodness. This is radio kill right here.
Radio gold. So what's going on in Brazil, Matthew?
So I'm just down here. You know, obviously, the UFC started in America. I was looking up some websites on countries produced the most champions. And obviously, you know, America is number one because the UFC started in Denver. But Brazil comes in number two. And so the fight culture here is extremely alive and well. And with the growth of the UFC and the success of all the former Brazilian champions, the community here is amazing. And it's just awesome to be here.
Are you doing any training while you're down there?
So I went to the first mixed martial arts gym the other day. It's called Victoria Combat. And then I'm going to jiu-jitsu tonight. So, yeah, I'm going to do some training while I'm here, especially if I got a fight coming up. I've got to make sure that I win. So I don't know who my opponent is. You haven't told me. You haven't disclosed this. You've just told social media, which that makes them cool. But I don't know. I'm just going to prepare for the worst. I mean, it could be, knowing you, it's going to be some crazy Hall of Fame ex-fighter that I got to put myself in a battle with. But whoever it is, like my master says, you don't get to pick your opponent in the street. So it doesn't matter what size or weight class or who it is. You just got to be prepared. So I'll be prepared no matter who you put in front of me, Randy.
All right. Well, again, because you're typical Matt McClellan, whether you're in front of me here at Torta Pizza or you're down there in Brazil, I've already said to you, he is not a fighter. He is not a professional fighter. I don't think he's had an amateur fight. I would think he hasn't, but he's not a professional fighter. He's not a retired fighter. He's a guy that has trained. I have seen a video of him, you know, hitting mitts, but, you know, I don't know if he's any good. I just know that I'm going to put as much pressure on him to beat you as you're going to put pressure on you to win, just to shut me up.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to get a tattoo celebrating the achievement.
Well,
more on the radio, you can look at me and remind yourself.
Yeah, that's understandable. Whatever you need to get another tattoo, I'm all for it.
I love it. I should get a tattoo today. Maybe a bunch of grapes on my arm because I beat that, survived that, you know, death scare.
Yeah, well, do that. Do like death scare and then a, you know, what is it called of a bunch of donuts, you know, where it's on the stem? Isn't there a bushel? A basket?
A dozen? Yeah, it's, yeah, I think it's a bushel of... There's a bushel of grapes, or yeah, it looks good.
I saw a video of your hero.
What's going on back in America? Steve Linnae sent me a message saying that the borders are closing in 4 days. He says there's something going on in the world I don't need to know about.
I don't know, but you're not going to be back in 4 days, so that means we're going to get more production. I mean, less quality production of while you're down there in Brazil. Maybe you could start an internet company down there.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if I have enough cable to get from the U.S. to here.
I'll run it. Yeah.
It would take forever.
We'll run it.
Because usually I just steal cable from my neighbor and I splice it, right. Run it across my backyard.
All right, hold on. Producer's producing. What?
So, Matt, we get you a fight and then you go all the way to Brazil?
Well, that's where people go to train.
For
training camp. It's called training camp.
Yeah, you better keep training.
Well, the only difference is you go to Brazil, Matt, to train like jiu-jitsu or whatever, but there'll be none of that. This will be straight up boxing.
Oh, come on. Let me choke somebody out.
All right, how about this? I'll talk him into if
you... Can we do a hybrid fight? Can we do a mixed rule fight?
If
you... Because I want to do a Francis Ngannou, Tyson Fury hybrid fight.
Do you have interest in that?
I do. I want to see the team dominate who everybody says is the greatest heavyweight in the UFC history. And I want to see him just dominate a guy to show the skill, to show the reach, the length, the boxing and the technique. I do want to see it.
All right. Yeah, you cut out. Who do you think dominates this fight?
Tyson Fury.
Okay.
Dominates.
No, and he will. I thought you were saying Ngannou. Now I've gotten in some of an internet, internet disagreement with a former member of the Miletich Fighting Systems. I think he was one of the coaches, and he says, "What a win! That this is a win for not only Francis Ngannou, but it's a win for MMA fighters and coaches." I don't see it that way. I don't see it a win for anything other.
No.
Than
not at all.
Francis Ngannou. It's a win for Francis. 1,000%. He's going to make.
Yeah, it's going to.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah, it's good for Francis.
Yeah, it's great for him. And he's going to make a lot of money, win or lose.
But go ahead. I agree. I think it's a win. It's a win for Francis. It's going to dominate. It's going to show the superiority of the Gypsy King. And it's not going to be very entertaining to watch, but it's been good to see Francis get humbled on a world stage.
You know, I get it. Even not even the humble portion. You know, it's going to say that if it was semi-competitive, he's won. The money he's going to make, he's won. But this is the guy, and big ups to Junior Dos Santos for sending that tweet. This is the guy that left the UFC, you know, wanting better this for fighters, better that for fighters, more this for fighters, insurance for fighters, and everything that he's supposed to do over at the PFL. And then that situation goes down with those two fighters, and he doesn't stand up for the fighter that won. And so both fighters have been suspended. Shane Burgos is now in the finale. He's the fourth seed, who shouldn't be there. I mean, Francis, if he was doing the job that he claimed he was leaving the UFC and going to do, and he's for the fighters, and he's the first guy, because we've always said, like unions and whatever, you need the top guys to literally be willing to give up and walk away, and very few, if any, are. Francis did. It's kind of like what I've said, and it's been said about Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez did what every one of us have said we would do, but didn't have and don't have the balls to do, or we've never been put into that situation. Francis Ngannou, supposed to be sticking up for fighters, that's his job at the PFL, and he didn't do it. So big ups for him. He's going to get a great fight. People are going to tune in hoping to see him win, hoping to see him lose. The Ric Flair, like you and I have talked about. And let's see where it goes.
I agree. No, you're right. Francis fighter.
You need to stop walking around. You need to pick a spot.
Got busy and life went on. I'm not walking.
Well, maybe you need to walk.
I'm sitting still.
All right. Well, maybe you need to walk around and find a spot where we can hear you. Holy crap.
The phone stays on a cradle.
Just use your cell
phone. Call Trail Sonnen and tell him that, you know, we got.
Yeah, we need to call Trail Sonnen. But it's gone from bad to even worse. So big ups to Francis Ngannou. But Diaz has the fight coming up with Jake Paul. Same thing. Even though, to be honest, I think the Francis Ngannou Tyson Fury will be better than the, well, it will be better than the Diaz Paul fight.
Who do you think wins that Paul Diaz fight?
Oh, I think Paul destroys him. They're, you know, whether you like him or not, they're still boxers. And, you know, Diaz could go in there. He's a striker, but he's not a boxer. You know, it's different. It's kind of like BKFC, and we've talked about this. You know, they go in, they just brawl, they do whatever, where Richmond is more of a boxer than he is a brawler. So really, this should be more bare-knuckle brawling, you know, on a lot of them, including our buddy Travis. You know, he has some, but they go in there, and it's more of a street fight, and I think that's what Diaz is going to bring, and Paul is more of a boxer. But I'm intrigued. I believe it. I believe the hype, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Speaking of hype, didn't I see Jorge Masvidal is hosting a fight between Fabricio Werdum and.
All right, you cut out, but you said something about Masvidal. He did have an event that I didn't know anything about until 2 days later. In Vegas. So I don't know if that's where they announced it. You know, I know that he has that promotion. I believe it's a bare knuckle promotion. So I know that he has that going on, but I don't know what the press conference was all about. And what, maybe we'll try to Google it. Werdum versus, you know, whoever. Maybe Werdum versus you, Matt. How about that? You game for that? Maybe that's something that, we will try to put together here shortly. All right, let's hit the top of the hour. Let's try to reconnect with Matt. A couple interviews still to go. Coming up at the top of the hour, Tyson Nam back in the Octagon this weekend. David Feldman talk a little bit about BKFC 47 up in Lakeland. And if you are a veteran or if you know somebody who's a veteran, reach out to them. Tickets are still available on vettix.com. And then we're going to close out with Ashley Evans-Smith at the bottom of the hour. 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Matheny, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.